With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Women are making inroads into the male-dominated world of winemaking. Ashley Trout of Walla Walla's March Cellars and Vital Wines got her start as a freshman at Whitman College when she took a part-time job as a punch-down person at Reiniger Winery in 1999. But just when she began her trek as a winemaker is a tricky question.
I mean, I think anybody who is part of the process, you need all of those people to be educated in smells and tastes and sights and textures, because if you don't have people catching things along the way, then you've missed a lot of opportunities to do sort of preventative medicine, if you will. It's such a moving target, and it'll move in the wrong direction if you're not paying attention early.
A climbing accident in 2004 laid Trout up for months, which led to several trips to hone her winemaking skills in Argentina before launching her first label.
Started Flying Trout in 2006. So I was 24 at the time and sold that to TR Wines, which is Taro Estates and Waters Winery and all those guys, in 2010. Stayed on as the winemaker until this past spring, and then left to focus on launching March and Vital full-time this past spring.
Coming soon, more on Ashley Trout's new labels and her take on working women getting a taste of Washington's winemaking industry. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.